Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at the headlines. Mono County Board of Supervisors appoints Milan Salva as Acting Director of Information Technology. On September 6, 2022, the Mono County Board of Supervisors appointed Milan Salva to the position of Acting Director of Information Technology. Mr. Salva replaces outgoing IT Director Nate Greenberg. The IT Director plans, organizes, coordinates, and manages the development and implementation of Mono County and Town of Mammoth Lakes information systems and technology resources, including hardware, software, network, storage, communications, and related infrastructure and projects. Milan has been an instrumental part of the IT department's success over the past several years, and we are grateful that he has agreed to step in to lead the department, said Bob Gardner, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. We thank him for his dedication to ensuring the safety of our digital infrastructure and assets, and his commitment to internal customer service. The IT director blends knowledge of information technology, telecommunications, and geographic information systems with the project management skills required to ensure smooth operation, development, and implementation of key technological systems within a local government agency. Mr. Salva most recently served as business operations manager for Mono County's IT department, managing the services team and ensuring timely and effective internal customer service. Mr. Salva also dedicated much of his time to managing the Microsoft Office 360 platform and implementing applications such as SharePoint, OneDrive, and Microsoft Teams. Mr. Salva joined Mono County's IT department in March of 2018. Mr. Salva attended Christian Vocational College in Houston, Texas. And it looks like the Tap House is having Kids Night, September 23rd, Friday. Says mark your calendars for Friday, September 23rd. Kids under 13, it's your night. Karaoke, root beer floats, hot dogs, board games, pool, from hours of 6 to 9 p.m. And the Mammoth Lakes Police Department's call for service and arrests, September 12th through the 18th, report is out. Go ahead and go to EasternSierraNow.com to read that article, or download the Eastern Sierra Now app.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
And it looks like Friday night, there is going to be a weekly workshop on how to plant and care for native plants, hosted by Lane Chow, environmental technician, down at 825 South Main Street in Big Pine, California. And if you go onto the Eastern Sierra Now app, there's the Inyo County flu vaccine schedule listed up there. There's also the schedule for this weekend's California Indian Day 2022 powwow. Mexican earthquake sloshes Devil's Hole. Death Valley, California, in a surprising quirk of geology, Monday's magnitude 7.6 earthquake in Mexico triggered 4-foot-tall waves in Devil's Hole, located in Death Valley National Park. Video footage of the desert tsunami is available on the park's website. Just go to Eastern Sierra Now app to click the link and see the video footage. The earthquake shook the Mexican states of Colima and Michoacan at 11:05 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. 5 minutes later, water started sloshing 1,500 miles away in Devil's Hole. The waves reached 4 feet high around 11:35 a.m. Devil's Hole is a partially water-filled limestone cave in a Nye County, Nevada unit of Death Valley's National Park. The cave is hundreds of feet deep, but the endangered Devil's Hole pupfish depend upon algae that grows on a shallow, sunlit shelf. Monday's waves, technically known as a seiche, stirred the sediment and rocks on the shallow shelf, also removing much of the algae's growth. In the short term, this reduces food available to the pupfish. The pupfish have survived several of these events in recent years, said Kevin Wilson, National Park Service's aquatic ecologist. We didn't find any dead fish after the waves stopped. The Devil's Hole pupfish population have been on an upswing lately. 9 years ago, there were only 35 fish in their natural habitat. In March this year, the population was up to 175 fish. The annual fall pupfish count is planned for this weekend. And that looks like that's all I've got for you. Thank you for listening to Eastern Sierra Now, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.